We Are His, a daily devotion from Lutheran Hour Ministries for Monday, July 28, 2025. The text comes from Psalm 100. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him, bless His name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. God made us. We are His. That is not a popular idea in our culture today. No one wants to fall under the control of anyone else or be held accountable to someone. People would rather be regarded as self-made and independent. Many imagine that the world simply evolved on its own and that human beings evolved along with the earth they inhabit. They may reject any suggestion that there is a creator and instead worship the god of self. This kind of thinking reflects the Apostle Paul's description of fallen, sinful human beings. They exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. We who believe in Christ Jesus readily confess that God made us. We are His, and we depend on Him. Not only are we His people, we are His sheep. That is not a very popular idea either. Sheep are not usually described as noble and independent creatures. They are generally regarded as mild-mannered, easily led, and easily lost. Yet we happily confess that we are sheep, and what is more, we love our shepherd, Jesus. He is the good shepherd who gave His life to save us. We are entirely dependent on Him for life, forgiveness, peace, and salvation. When we listen to the tempting ideas of the world around us and wander from our shepherd's righteous path, He calls us to repentance and forgives our sins. We are happy to be sheep, however unpopular that idea may be in the world. And we are even happier to be in the presence of our shepherd. He is certainly present with us at all times. But we gather with fellow sheep on the first day of each week to worship our Lord. That is the day our shepherd Jesus rose from the dead. So each Sunday, we enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. There, listening to the Word of God, we hear our shepherd's voice, a voice we recognize and love. We learn that our shepherd is also the Lamb of God who was sacrificed to atone for the sins of the world. We rejoice in the glad news of His resurrection. The Good Shepherd feeds us with His own body and blood in His Holy Supper for the nourishment of our faith and the forgiveness of our sins. Jesus purchased us with His precious, innocent blood. He claims us as His own, and we are happy to belong to Him. We pray. Lord Jesus, my shepherd, I am happy to be one of Your precious sheep. Keep me safe in Your care. Amen.